Praise the Lord again this morning. We're privileged to be able to serve you with the Word of God. And we pray that we will be clarifying and not confusing to your mind in understanding the Scriptures. We have went into a certain topic that will say, there is a wise and understanding believing, and we are praying that we will be people with an understanding. But of course, understanding, we know there is wisdom that is called worldly wisdom, and that type of wisdom will probably exaggerate and build up a personality where you are on the winning side. Then we have a different wisdom, and that is the one that is given by God. That wisdom puts humility into our soul, because we're asking the Lord to guide us so that we can always be a tool willing to do the will of God. In our scriptures, we mentioned a few balancing scriptures about the catching away of the body of Christ. Some call it the rapture. Some criticize the word of the use rapture, because they say it's not found in the Bible. But what is the difference between catching away and rapture? That's the thing that I'll leave it up to the individual to think about. But the catching away is in a similarity, the same thing as the people that are using the rapture as a word is indicating. All right. So we talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And when I read that part in Corinthians 15, I see a little scripture here that I would like for you to look into more deeply. And it is in chapter 15, verse 20. Because here, I feel that from verse 20 to 28, we have a very detailed and uplifting description of the time that we're living in. It shouldn't be very hard to read and to understand. So I'd like to read that little part for you, and so that you can see for yourself what I'm looking at here. It says here, from verse 20, so 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. But now hath Christ been raised from the dead, and he is the first fruit of them that are asleep. For since by man came death, by man also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. That's a very, should I say, truth believing understanding of the scriptures. The first man, Adam, brought death into the human race. And Jesus Christ, the last Adam, he brought life into every living being. Or should we say, the possibility of life, because we need to choose between the two powers, the evil and the good. And if you choose good, you will live. And then in verse 23, it reads, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruit. Then they that are Christ at his coming. Verse 24, then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule and all authority and power. All right, so from verse 23 to 24, we read about three basic sequences. First, Christ, the first fruits. Well, this is taken as a symbolic sign from a farmer, where if he saw seed and the seed grows, matures, and it comes into the harvest time. Then in the Bible term, in the Old Testament especially, when the farmer is about to harvest the crop, then he was supposed to go into the field and he will take the best part of the fruits, whether it is corn or whatever, right? So out in a cornfield, he'll go into the midst and find the best portion, and he will cut that, and then he will bring a wavering offer before the altar. So, and that would be called the first fruits. Then secondarily, it will be the main harvest. And the main harvest will come in after the first fruits have been presented. So here we're talking about a natural scene, but it really, when Paul is writing this, he's putting it into a spiritual setting. The first fruit is Christ. And really, the first fruit is a sample of the believers through the dispensation of the Gentiles. We call it the dispensation of grace, but we will also call it the Gentile age. We know that Jesus Christ, or should we say, God, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he went down into the lower parts of the earth, where he found hell. And the Bible speaks there that Jesus Christ, in the book of Ephesians, Jesus, he spoke to the souls that were in prison, and even spoke to them that were living in the days of Noah, when the flood came and destroyed the earth and the human race. So he preached to them that were in prison. I'm not going to elaborate on that, but you read the scriptures, Ephesians chapter 4, you find out that Jesus Christ spoke to a generation or to generations that suffocated because of their disbelief. And when you read Matthew chapter 27, you also read that when Jesus Christ died and gave up the Spirit at the cross, there was something happening. It said, the Old Testament saints, they woke up and they went out of their graves after his resurrection and they showed themselves to many. So that means the Old Testament saints, they were taken out of the graves and they walked in the streets of Jerusalem for the number of days that Jesus was alive after his resurrection. And he brought that family with him. I will say it in a simple way. When Jesus died on the cross, he emptied paradise in the heart of the earth. And he brought all the believers that have been living in the Old Testament, and he brought them into a department in heaven where they are today. They resurrected in Matthew 27, and they are still waiting on their judgment. But they came into this department in heaven. Then we have Jesus Christ. When he ascended up on high, after 40 days after his resurrection, he walked around, appeared before his disciples, gave them a mission, and sent them out to preach the gospel. So in 40 days, he was in their midst. Then he told them, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And on the 50th day after his resurrection, here, the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, verse 2, 3, and 4, the Holy Spirit came down and filled the people. The 120 people in the upper room got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And from then on, and up till Jesus Christ is going to close this Gentile dispensation, the people who die, they will go to heaven in a location, or should we say, they I call it custody or a prison, but it's not a bad place. It's heaven. It's a paradise that is in heaven. And everyone who dies now that are in Christ. So when Jesus says here that Christ is the first fruit. I'll say then, the first fruits are the Gentile bride. Jesus Christ and his bride. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 23, the first fruits are the people that are going to be raptured. They, you will find them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 16, where when it says here, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. And yesterday we mentioned the shout. Then there comes the voice of the archangel. And today we are between the shout and the voice of the archangel, because the voice of the archangel is actually a very short period of time where the Lord is going to prepare a people for a catching away. All right? So Christ and his first fruits are really activated and is a type of the coming of Christ to bring the bride back home. Then it says, then they that are Christ's at his coming. All right, so when is then? That is still in the future. Because it will, we have the 70th week of Daniel that has not yet started. But when the 70th week of Daniel is finished, when the greatest tribulation that has ever hit this earth or this world is over, because that's going to be a period, the last part of the 70th week of Daniel is 1260 days, or 42 months, or 3.5 years. When that is over, then Christ will be coming. So then they that are Christ's at his coming. All right. So when is that part to be fulfilled? That is when Jesus Christ is coming with his bride and with his angels. When you read Matthew 25, verse 31, Christ comes down with his angels. And when you read Revelation chapter 19, from verse 11, you will find that Christ is coming. He is sitting on a white horse, and there is an army coming with him, dressed, ready to take control. It's the government. But what is that government? Well, it is, of course, the angelic world that is going to assist in every way. But the angels are not going to be there as judges, ruling and reigning. They are assisting God in all his work. But they who come with Christ, that made it in the catching away. Because in Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, a shout, a voice of an archangel, and then the trump of God. That trump is the very instrument or sound that is going to wake all the dead in Christ. All the dead that have lived from the beginning of the gospel era, Acts 2:38, and up till the ending of what we call the dispensation of the Gentiles. All the people that have been believers and qualified and been wise and understanding in their own day, they will rise from the dead. The dead in Christ shall rise. And then Paul says, and we that remain alive until that appointed time of the coming of the Lord, we shall be changed. And that goes together with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52. I can read it. 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. All right, when he says we, that means because Paul is still alive when he writes it. But he don't know when the Lord is coming. Jesus Christ did not know that day or the hour. He said, only my Father knows that. So therefore, Paul is including himself as one that is alive. But if he had known it would take 2,000 years, he would say, then they, he would say, they shall not sleep. But here it says, but we shall all be changed. All right. So the dead in Christ, of course, they'll be changed because it's not their old corporal body that comes up from the graves. Now, when a person dies, God gives that person a resurrective body. And in time, he will come up at an appointed moment where God chooses for him. All right, so we shall all be changed. So the living and the dead will come, the dead will come out of the graves, and the living will be changed. And it says in verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. My praise the Lord. The verse 52 is the moment where the trump is sounding and the graves are emptied, and they who are alive will be changed, and they will receive an immortal body. I don't need to go any further on there, but I'll go back to verse 20 and 23, when it says there in 1 Corinthians 15, 23, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruit, that is people up to the rapture or the catching away, then they that are Christ as at his coming. Who are they? They are the ones that have been given the right to resurrect and come up in the first resurrection, right? Because the first resurrection is in three different parts. It is the Old Testament believers, Matthew 27. It is the body of Christ, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and up. And also partly 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 53. All right? So when he says they that are Christ at his coming, when is that coming? That is when Jesus Christ is coming down in Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11. And you read down the line till you come to chapter 20 and verse 4. Here you say, if we go to Revelation 20, verse 4, let me go there so I can read it out for you. It says there, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. All right, who are they? Hey, that is Jesus Christ and the bride. But in verse 4, they're not the bride anymore. They are the Lamb's wife. They are they that were raptured or caught up in the air to be with the Lord. Then Jesus comes down on his white horse together with his government. He's going to set up a government that will be the millennium kingdom and the millennium government. So in the first part of verse 4, here comes the bride or the Lamb's wife, and judgment was given to them. And you might say, how can this be possible? Well, think about Jesus. When Peter asked him, Lord, we have left all things, and what is there for us? And Jesus said, in the age of the regeneration, and really, what is the age of the regeneration? That is the timing where the Lord is changing the purpose for this earth. He's cleansing it. Regeneration. That means as new start, it is a millennium kingdom coming up. All right. And Jesus said, and you shall be sitting on 12 thrones in Israel, and you will be judging the 12 tribes of Israel. All right, so this is just a, should I say, an arrow, a pointer, to give you some idea that people that have lived in this time, up through the ages, that have faithfully served the Lord with all their hearts, they will also be given a reward. And we mentioned also earlier this week, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 10 and up, where there is a judgment, where you have worked with the idea or with the purpose of presenting gold, silver, and precious stones. You have been waiting on the Lord and let Him do the leading of your life. Therefore, your life is worth like gold. All right? So when we are looking up at the scriptures in Revelation 20, he saw thrones and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. That is the bride of Christ. Then I saw the souls of them that have been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and such as worship not the beast, neither his image, and received not the mark upon their forehead and upon their hand, and they lived. So here there are people that did not come up in the catching away in Thessalonians chapter 4, because they were more of the foolish type of virgins, so they had to go through the Great Tribulation. All right? And in the Great Tribulation, there will be massive of people killed. But there will be survivors. There are going to be a little remnant of people that are alive when this judgment comes, right? But here, when it tells about the verse 4, where it says that they came out also out of the graves, they lived, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. All right, so they ruled and reigned together with the Lamb's wife for 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. So here, when we read 1 Corinthians, let's see, no, 1 Corinthians, and we read in verse 23, I want to try to finalize this and leave it with you so that you can pray and read the scriptures. But in each, in his own order, Christ the first fruit, then they that are Christ at his coming, that is his coming in Revelation 20, verse 4. And then verse 24, it says, then cometh the end. When is that end coming? That end is after the millennium kingdom, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule and all authority and power. So verse 24 is actually Revelation 20, verse 11. That's where the judgment is set, the great white throne judgment. That is the last part. For he must reign till he have put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy that shall be abolished is death. For he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he said all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted, that means the Father, who did subject all things unto him, Jesus Christ. And when all things have been subjected unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subjected to that did subject all things to him, that God may be all in all.